Look, you can say what you say. It was one of those today. Very hard. It was for us in the first half. A lot better in the second half. But with all hardness in the first half, we didn't give really chances away. You know, so we defended really well. But we suffered without the ball. We suffered without the ball. And yeah, that was a pity. But second half was a lot better. We looked better. We got chances, or a chance. We got a good, really good chance. I'm speaking Dutch because I hear German. We had a penalty not given, and we scored a goal in the last 10 minutes. So we need to capitalize those. But look, it's time. It's time. The boys did ever so well, and they gave everything. And I must say, Huddersfield played well first half, and they scored a really well free kick. You know, individually, you can't fold that.
But it's taking a lead again and not hanging on to that lead.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it was a free kick for the goal. I know that we were. I know what we were thinking, what the boys were thinking. Okay, be solid. And if it was a free kick and he did it on purpose, I'll take that. Because he was in a dangerous area. Now, we are in a little corner at the moment where we get hit, you know. And it's only us that can get out of that corner, you know. We need to stop feeling sorry for ourselves. It's no sorry. You can't do nothing about it, you know. We need to keep on working and keep on going, and then it will come. I'm not fussed about my first win or whatever, you know. I'm not fussed about it. It's trying to get all the other things good.
The player that's still missing for you though is Charlie Austin, and do you think with Charlie Austin in your team he could make a big difference for you?
I think Charlie Austin is going to make a big difference in every team, especially in the Championship, and if you look in the Premiership as well, you know. So, but it's not only about Charlie. We are a team, and with or without Charlie, we have to stick together and do our jobs, and I think in the second half we did.
But so finally for me, sorry, can I just clarify, is Charlie Austin going to be available for the whole game, and do you hope that he'll still be available for Queen's Park Rangers by the end of January?
On both questions, I say I hope so.